One more time now on Inside Agriculture. Regenerative ag. Is it just a term or is it a trend in agriculture? A recently announced USDA pilot program focuses on regenerative ag practices with long-range goals beyond improved soil and water quality.
Several farmers in our nation already utilize what is known as regenerative agricultural practices. Think cover crops, for instance. Natural resources conservation methods designed to improve soil health and water quality, and in many instances, grower profitability. Among those recognizing this approach, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
They provided us models for how to do this and how to do it in a way that vertically integrates, that preserves profit margins, and dramatically reduces inputs.
But beyond that, the Secretary believes in the role regenerative ag can play in growing healthier foods for human consumption, and by that, improving overall human health. HHS research is underway in that regard. And recently, in addition, an announcement by the Agriculture Department of a new regenerative agriculture pilot program.
In order to continue to be the most productive and most efficient growers in the world, we must protect our topsoil from unnecessary erosion and boost the microbiome of the soil.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the $700 million Farmer First pilot program is designed to be a streamlined, outcome-based approach to encourage producers who wish to transition to regenerative ag to do so.
Whole farm planning is the centerpiece, ensuring that all resource concerns such as soil, water, and natural vitality are addressed together, not one piece at a time. Producers will benefit from a single application, reducing red tape and making conservation easier to access, and our programs more impactful.
USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service will oversee the Regenerative Ag Pilot Program, one that will utilize existing NRCS offerings, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, EQIP, and the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP.
Each producer's results will be measured and credited back to the farmer through an outcomes report, recognizing and rewarding improvements they achieve on their own land.
Yet a key piece of not only the pilot program, but federal government efforts to boost soil and water quality with better nutrition and health, consumer education, as explained by the Secretary.
Using the Sustains Act, we will bring corporate, label, and supply chain partners directly into partnership with NRCS, supporting regenerative agriculture adoption, farmer recognition, and consumer education. Because success depends on strong partnerships, we will expand work through our technical service providers and local organizations to meet demand.
For more, go to USDA.gov. Time's up for Inside Agriculture. Have a safe day.